Hi guys, welcome back to another episode on Debola's Lounge. Over the past few weeks, a lot of things has been happening, from the police brutality to the killings in Kaduna, the rise in rape and racism in the US. Recently, a 16-year-old girl was hit by a stray bullet in Lagos. Two girls have reportedly been killed and raped, one in Unibend and the other student in Ibadan. There's been a lot of killings in Kaduna as well, and in the US, the police brutality and racism. I mean, just within a week, all of this has been happening, and it's really overwhelming. So I decided to talk about it, and I have guests on today's episode to join me to talk about all of these things that has been trending. Okay, so guys, I have my guest here with me already, Abidas, and we are going to be talking about police brutality and the rise in rape. Hi, Abidas.
Hi, as she already said, my name is Abidas, and I'm joining in from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, United States.
Yeah, so a lot of things have been happening recently in, like, everywhere, Nigeria, the U.S.,
yeah,
all the cases of rape and killings and the things happening in Kaduna as well.
Yeah, so I heard
a lot of protests have been happening in the US. Have you like joined any? Did you like protest?
No, I haven't protested yet. Like, where the protesting is going on, it's way far from my place, and I know that's not an excuse, but like, it's getting way dangerous every single day.
Yeah.
And people seem to forget the fact that COVID-19 is still out there. So,
I'm surprised at the rate that people are protesting, and like, I can't even see any social distancing again.
Right.
Like, people don't even go out with their masks or.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, they want to protest, like, for a right and all, but then there's like a continuous outrage of COVID-19. Like, it's increasing day by day. I think they should put that first, like their health first before, you know, anything else.
A lot of celebrities have been coming out as well to join the protest, like J. Cole and Kiki. And
yeah,
what is this guy's name? Is Star Wars.
I don't know anybody from Star Wars. But I know Ariana Grande is also out too. She came out protesting too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that the celebrities are coming out to join in the protest as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But, like, I mean, we're still seeing a lot of videos of where the police are still attacking the blacks. I saw a video recently, today, in the UK.
Oh.
The police stopped three guys for questioning, two blacks and a white guy. But they put the two black guys in handcuffs and, like, left the white guy and were, like, just questioning him.
Yeah. That...
So the guy recording...
Huh?
The guy recording was like, why do you have the two black guys in handcuffs and just... and left the white guy out. I feel like even with all the protests, the racist cops and all the racists are not even like trying to hide the fact that they are racist. Like, it is like they are coming out the more.
Yeah, the thing people don't get is that all these things has been happening like every day, but like,
yeah,
the video of like Judge Floyd right now, that video was like the basis of everything coming to life. So like, the things happening in the UK, in the United States, it's been happening, but the fact that everyone is joining hands and like taking videos of it, I guess that's how it's making the world more known. But to be honest, this police people, they don't seem like they want to change, and like, that's what most blacks are still fighting for. They need to change their mentality, and to be, they should just fire them. And if they want to be police officers again, they need to learn to not be racist. Like, that is, it's like it's in their blood or something. Like, they don't bulge at all
But
with
like,
anything.
yeah, but like the people in power in the US, most of them are racist.
Yeah.
So even if, I think the problem is like, you need to get rid of all the racist in power before you can handle this, the cops and all of this, because even your president is racist.
First of all, he is not my president, you know? He is the United States president. I don't claim him as a president. But yeah, if the higher ups are like not bulge into this, I also don't think like the cops will. But then again, if there's like just one non-racist cop, he could change his fellow cops. And like if they can stand up to their bosses or like the higher ups, I feel like they could change though, but that's if they're ready to stand up. But the cops themselves, they don't even seem like they care. So it's like all at the end of the day, I don't know where all this protest and like request or requesting is going to. I mean, some of it has been coming to pass, like where the cops that killed George, they've been
Yeah,
charged.
before. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe little by little we'll actually get to where we want to be. But it could take years, it could take decades, but at least we're starting something.
We started something. We've been fighting it for like forever. So I don't think this is like the starting point.
Okay,
Well,
but the thing
yeah.
is, when back in the day when we were fighting for it, how should I put this? There really wasn't anything we could do back then, because like there wasn't media coverages, like no
Yeah.
phone, no internet, so it really was just them fighting against the other people like face to face. But now here you can see like the anonymous that just came and started like exposing those higher ups, like the president and all those evil people, because we have like social media and internet. I feel like we could actually get somewhere, we could get past what are ancestors could do, you know, because of all this like internet and technology opportunities. So I feel like this is really the start of it, because we have more opportunities than what our ancestors had back in the day. So yeah.
True. And the case of the Nigerian girl, the Tina, the teenager, 16-year-old girl that got killed. I mean, the police, apparently the policeman was trying to arrest the bus driver for violating the curfew or something, and he shot the girl and the bus conductor. But like, since that happened, we've not heard anything about the police, or they didn't take any action to like arrest the police, because how can you just kill an innocent person? Like, the girl was at the bus stop.
Shoot, that is just straight up wrong. That is unfair. But like, what was the curfew for?
Because of the COVID, so the curfew is between you can't 6 to, I think 6 to 4 something, 6 to 8. So if you're out by 8, you get arrested because the curfew is by 8.
First of all, I don't even think that's right. 'Cause wait, you coming out of the after the curfew is not gonna make you have the COVID-19. I get that they're trying to like restrict people, but then again, I'm sure there are a lot of people coming out even way past 8, and they probably.
Yeah.
I'm about to get mad. Okay, I should calm down, 'cause that just makes no sense. Wow. When I saw
Yeah.
this on social media, like when the Tina picture was going around, and like I didn't know what happened because I really don't know what's going on in Nigeria right now. But like when I saw that, it just didn't make sense to me, because I thought the curfew was lifted, because I heard like a few months ago that the curfew in some states in Nigeria were lifted, and they're planning on lifting the other states.
The lockdown. There was a complete lockdown.
Wow.
So they lifted the lockdown and made a curfew.
Okay, if the COVID is like more outrageous in the United States and we barely have curfews, so what is Nigeria doing?
We have sense. We don't want it to be as bad as it is in the US.
Okay, but well, I guess that's true. I guess they're taking
Yeah.
their time. Well, I guess that is true. But the police should be found
But
and arrested.
I
If
think
not,
he should be arrested. Yeah.
he should be.
And like the hospitals, yeah, they've been misbehaving as well. Cause just today, my friend was telling me about a high school principal that died because the hospital rejected him. They thought he has corona, but it was eating and started coughing, so they rushed him to the hospital. But they refused to admit him because they assumed it's corona. And I'm like, even if it is corona, are you not still supposed to check the person and treat the person? Why should you like reject? The man eventually died.
I heard of a similar thing that happened here in the United States. I don't know what state exactly it happened in, but a woman died because she had actually she did have COVID-19, and then they took her to the
Yeah, I saw it.
hospital.
The old man came out to talk about it.
Huh?
I read the news. I read the news. I
Oh,
saw the news.
okay, because
Yeah.
this, I get, oh, I really don't even know what to say to this. I mean, the doctors and nurses, they are trying their best, but then if a person is sick, they should have like a separate ward for like regular sick people before they test them to see if they do have the disease. And even if they do have it, they have no right to reject the person because of it. Like,
Yeah.
they should be penalized for that. They are doctors and nurses for a reason. That is just wrong. And the person didn't even have the disease at the end of the day, and he just died. Wow.
Yeah.
That is just wrong. People need to start putting themselves in each other's shoes, because what if it was one of like their relatives or something? I'm sure they would risk everything to make that person be in the hospital. But since it had nothing to do with them, they didn't care about it. That is just tragic. So like this year has been going a whole different direction. Like COVID-19, there are like new cases of Ebola in Congo and this protest. Everything
I mean,
altogether is cousin. 2020 is canceled. I don't care what people say anymore. I'm ready for 2021. This year is just
this
canceled.
wasn't the decade we're waiting for. Because a lot of things happened this year. The Australia wildfire,
That
the
was
new
this year
COVID-19.
too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think like maybe
yeah.
beginning of this year,
Yeah.
maybe February or something. Then I think earthquakes happened in Tokyo too this year. I read something, I think it's this year. I was reading some news and I saw earthquakes like, but like I guess it wasn't that serious because the news wasn't everywhere. Then the explosions that happened in Nigeria at the beginning of the year as well. I mean, man.
The year's canceled.
Years from now, they are going to make a movie about 2020.
Movies, shows, trailers, a whole storybook about it, a whole history book. Because this is, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And I've been seeing the jokes about how 10 years from now, the history students, when they ask them questions
Oh,
about the
I saw
history,
that too. But like idiot, I
yeah.
feel like history is repeating itself.
True, because
It really
most of what's happening now what already happened, but they're like coming like different form
Yeah, and they're coming in
and
like
worse
more
cases.
advanced ways too.
Yeah.
I feel like the world is
Anyways,
coming to an end.
I mean there's a lot of signs already, and the signs we are seeing are what we already saw in the Quran,
Right, I was gonna
that
say
this
that,
is end time.
but then, I mean, we're Muslims, so we kind of already expected this. But then again, it's just tragic for it to be actually happening. It's like deja vu, you know? Like you sense
I'm
it.
like scared because I feel like I'm not like I feel like have I lived a very good life for me to like go to everyone? I mean, I can't be the only one thinking about
Girl,
this.
no. Well, not many people think about it. Because like here in the United States, I have friends, they're atheists, they don't believe in God, you know? And when I'm over here trying to like they talk about how I think the world is ending and blah blah blah, and they bring up their own atheist beliefs and all. But like I feel like for you to actually think about if you've been good or if you're gonna go to heaven, I feel like that makes you a good person.
Hey guys, so apart from the case of police brutality that has been going on, there's been eye raise in the case of rape as well. And recently, a university student was raped in a church and killed. I mean, how can you rape somebody in a church? As if that was not enough. You thought it was okay to kill the person. Like, what? Man, and after the case of the Uniben girl, a lot of people have been coming out to talk about to expose their rapists and all of that. And there was like a protest in Benin because of the rape. I mean, a lot of people are really taking it up and all of that, but we're only seeing Twitter movement and Instagram. The law enforcement, the government are not saying anything. The law enforcement, they've not done anything. They are not really. I think they caught one person involved in the Uniben, in case of the Uniben. But we've not really been. There's no updates. We don't know what's really happening. I
Okay.
mean, all these people just go or punished.
Okay.
The case is not even trending on Twitter again.
This is like a case whereby I kind of like the United States over Nigeria for. Because, first of all, the United States, the people, the government in the United States are like devils. But, like, they're the type of devils that will not want to be caught by, like, the citizens. But, like, Nigerian government, they just don't care. Like, what are they doing? It bothers me. It's sad because like a lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of that like on social media, you know, and people were crying literally to get their point across, and like the government are doing nothing. Like they're just acting like they don't care. What if it was their daughter though? This is where I'm gonna say it again. They need to put themselves in the citizen's shoes because it's just not right. The person that died now. If only like ghosts and spirits were real, I would say her their ghost should go haunt them government people. Because I don't know what they're doing no more. Like at this point, I really just don't care about them no more. It's just they're not even human anymore. It's just way too sad for them to not do anything. And it's like a matter of life and death. And those people that keep raping, like first of all. Like, what were they even thinking? Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. And they should go fall into a freaking pit or something and just stay there.
Like, I'm angry because most of the people on my contacts, like, the kind of comments some of the guys on my contacts are making, I'm like, what? How can you even be saying this? Like, you sound like a fucking rape apologist. Like, this is not even okay. If you don't know what to say about this whole thing, you should just keep quiet.
I just hope I
Because
don't know them.
I'm like, you don't.
Okay, good,
I'm
because I was about to go
like,
off. I was like, hold up.
because I'm like, what? Like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, I've been really irritated with the kind of people I have on my contact. Which is, I've been blocking like a lot of people. Like, I've blocked like up to five people because of
Blocking
their
spree.
comments about this whole rape thing. And I'm just scared because most of these male people, I was like close to them. Block them completely.
Girl, run for your life, honey.
Oh god, this is spicy. I don't know how, well, nobody knows if it is true or not yet. But like, I'm sure you've been seeing about the Solomon guy, the influencer.
Who's
his friends are accusing him of.
First of all, I don't really know them influencer people. Who is Solomon?
But you know Susan. Do you?
That one girl that was that's in the show, The Johnsons.
Yeah.
Oh, I know her.
She didn't post on Instagram, so I don't think you'd have seen it. But like, there's this influencer.
Oh, is it the dude with the name Just Solomon?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no, I don't know him, but like I've heard of him.
But did you see his gist, like today's gist?
Nah, I don't follow him on Instagram.
Okay. Well, apparently his friends called him out, like he has been posting the say no to rape or something like that. So his friend called him out and was like, I don't know, maybe he's involved in kind of rape or like he tried to molest his guy friends or whatever. So yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed because most of these things that are happening, it's like teenagers, like people our age, they're like the ones that they don't, I don't know what word to use, but like they're encouraging it. Like, what is, like, first of all, you guys are barely 20, they're like 18, 19, and for them to already have that thought in their head. Is just sad. I don't know the gist about that Solomon dude war, and to be honest, I really don't care about him or other influencers. I'm serious. I really just don't care about them. But like for an influencer or a person who claims to be an influencer, that's just sad. Like, what about his supporters or like the people that are following him?
Well. Most people don't believe they're like his friends are just trying to drag him down or spoil his name or something like that.
I'm kind of getting interested because I like watching people argue about dumb stuff. That sounds interesting. That is wow. But like, I don't think I don't even know anymore.
But I'm like, people are like, why are they just coming out now?
I think
people need to understand that being a rape victim or being molested, it is not easy to come out and say I was raped. Like, the way society looks at most of rape victims, like, I don't know how to
put it. I get what you're trying to say. Even the older people, too, they see them and they think it's their fault when it's really not. It takes a lot for a person.
Imagine someone telling me girls should learn how to be decent, to dress like babies get raped.
Yeah.
Like 3-month-old babies get raped. Girls in full abaya get raped. So are you telling me they were not decent? I think parents, teachers, they need to really educate the male, because we only address the female. We're only telling the girls, don't go here, don't do this, be careful, babe. But you need to educate your sons too.
That is where, like, adults, I would say adults in general, they still have that mentality that guys are, like, higher than girls. This is where gender equality comes in. Like, they think it's the girls that need to, like, girls don't wear short skirts, cover your shoulders. Like, they have all these dress rules for schools, too. And I'm like, I really don't, at this point, I'm getting heated up. Because, like, the dumb boys, the boys, they barely use their brain. That's even if they know what a brain is. Mm-hmm. How, even when the girls are, like, standing up for themselves and, like, trying to educate them, they just seem so ignorant to the fact that they were the ones causing it. And it's like, when exactly did all of this stop? When will the boys learn to act like boys and not act like some hooligans or like thugs or... excuse my language. But like, they're just pissing me off. It's crazy.
I get you, because it can be really frustrating.
Oh my lord. Especially Nigerian schools. Because the fact that I went to a Nigerian school before I came over here, and like this particular school I went to, they did not really, they never focused on like the boys of the school. It's boys that are gonna fight. It's boys that like steal teachers' things. But guess who gets the blame? Girls. Like, how? How does that even correlate with each other? In my class, I'm an engineering student. So, and like my school, the classes were separated by like, you know, science, tech, and like art class and stuff. And in my class, we were just 4 girls and 30 boys. And so in that kind of situation, of course, every girl is going to be careful of themselves, right? This particular situation happened to one of my friends. Her skirt is shorter than normal, but like she applied to get a new school uniform, and she sat down in class, and a female teacher walked into the class and was like, "This is where it all starts." That statement itself, if you hear the statement, you're like, "Oh, it's no big deal. We don't know what she's talking about." But for her to direct that statement to the girl just because of the way her skirt was. That alone itself is mad disrespectful. The way she looked at her like the girl is like, she's a wayward child. This girl is one of the most decent girls in school. The way the teacher looked at her, and like the boys in class started laughing. And then you're going to say, oh, girls are crazy once they get hit it up. Of course, I'm going to beat you up. If you, bro, I'm serious, like. This starts, it's mostly the adults to blame, to be honest. I'm going to blame the adults because even the boys, the fact that they don't know what they did wrong or what they're doing wrong makes it worse. It's like they have no remorse or anything. It's just, bro, I rest my case. I'm tired of this.
Case adjourned. Actually, this is the end of the case because I've been like, I just have to talk about this. I didn't feel like it was going to be okay if I ignore everything happening. Yeah. Now I like talk about something completely different on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this episode originally was supposed to be something about fashion.
I like how it just took a whole new turn. Fashion. That's crazy.
So, hopefully next week there won't be drama. Everything will be normal.
Amen. Ami, how do the Yoruba people say it? Ami kongba kongba.
You just said it.
Oh no. What? I was looking for that kongba kongba word my mom uses. Do you hear the siren?
What does it mean? No, I don't.
Oh, aha. Yes. Yeah. This is America, bro. This is it. It's been, this is it.
Anyways, be safe. Don't go out. Don't protest. Just keep using your Instagram.
There is even no one to take me protesting if I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Bro. But like my state is peaceful. Oklahoma's peaceful. Never mind, I lied. Oh, never mind. I didn't say that.
Maybe like your area or like the part.
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma City, so like it's really it's the city though, so the part I am in. So that is so sad.
So guys, thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tune into the next one.
Girl.
So guys, thank you for listening to this episode. I'm ending this episode the song I've been listening to recently. Whenever I listen to the song, I feel like a big calm. So yeah, bye guys.